Ever been hit with an unexpected medical bill? Sure we have, most of us. And sometimes it's like, who is this? Where is this from? And you wonder, what did they do to get this and deserve this money? Well, there's costs that lead sometimes to financial situations you've not planned for. And we have with us on the line Cynthia Fisher, founder of PatientRightsAdvocate.org. It's an advocacy organization for the American public and employers seeking to greatly reduce the cost of health care and coverage. Cynthia, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So what got you really to found this PatientRightsAdvocate.org?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was an Ohio resident and a dear friend who was devastated financially after having gotten breast cancer. And this is a hardworking woman who was insured and had over $1 million worth of bills and outstanding and had to file for personal bankruptcy. At the same time, another friend was surprised by a $6,000 out-of-network bill after he and his family of three paid $32,000 for their health insurance here in Massachusetts. So having these two friends made me say, Houston, we have a problem. And in fact, having worked across the healthcare sector, I went to Washington and put together a great team to advocate for patients to have the right to know prices before we get healthcare so we can shop for the best quality of care at the lowest possible price and drive down the cost of not only our healthcare, but our health coverage.
Is this something that is possible somewhere to get some sort of a la carte list or a pricing list so you can compare and shop that way? Or is that still somewhere out there that we've yet to reach?
Well, there's been tremendous positive momentum and victories for the American consumers and patients. And just as of this past week, the Trump administration last year had delivered rules to make hospitals and insurance companies reveal their low cash discounted prices online to patients, as well as disclose their negotiated rates so that patients will be able to shop as early as January of next year. And recently, patients won last week in the courts when the hospitals had sued not to show their prices, but to continue to keep patients in the dark. And we won. The American public won, hands down, benefiting, as the court said, consumers benefit being informed to know prices because competition drives and improves quality while driving down the cost. This is a huge victory. And now there's positive momentum in Congress as well.
We look at this as maybe something that when you're looking for an elective type of a surgery, you have time. A lot of times you end up in the hospital, like we're in the middle of this pandemic, because you suddenly get sick. So there's sometimes not that opportunity to do that. What other things can we do to help with our costs when it comes to getting care and determining, do we need this test or is this something that we need to delay for a little later?
Well, 90% of healthcare is elective and planned before we get care. So once this goes into effect, Americans will benefit from being able to see these prices online, just like we see prices for retail and grocery. In no other industry would we accept not being blind to see prices and being blindsided by outrageous prices months and weeks later that we never expected nor could afford. And on top of it, 90% of all Americans surveyed want healthcare price transparency. It's bipartisan. It is the one issue in this country that all Americans agree on. So in order to get healthcare price transparency, I encourage your listeners to write Senator Portman and Senator Brown as leading advocates in Congress to put into law as early as this next COVID stimulus the ability for patients to know prices before we get care.
Do we know then is there going to be a standard price list in sense? How are you, is there going to be, because anytime, even now when you have prices of products, it's, how do you know it's apples and apples and not apples and oranges?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And when we see prices posted online, just like we see when we go onto Amazon and look to buy or any other website, we look to compare quality and price. And both price and quality are included in this bill that will be forthcoming very soon. And so I would say please go to Senator Portman and Senator Brown and ask them to sign on to allow all of us to see these posted online prices so we can get the best quality of care in our country at the lowest possible price. So you can imagine, for instance, someone today needs to go in for a COVID test. Well, when we've had so many patients like Carberry tell us when she went to get her test, she thought it was free. She went to a tent outside of an emergency room and came home, and a month later, she had $6,500 worth of bill just for getting a COVID test. So some people get it for free. Some people get it for $75. Carberry had $6,500 worth of bills. The only way we can shop with our feet and keep the money in our wallet and in our paychecks is to be able to know prices.
Does this bill have a number or a name or a way to actually look at it directly to read what it's all about?
Well, as early as potentially today or this week, you will see the bill. And I would say let's all sign on asking our congressmen and women, and even know that this, in the next COVID stimulus, can make any potential lawsuits or delay totally moot by enacting price transparency in healthcare in this next COVID stimulus, so that as early as next year, we can boost our economy and boost every individual family, and especially small and medium-sized businesses, to have financial certainty and choice in healthcare.
Cynthia, we appreciate your time this morning. And if people want to find out more, where's a good place to get started on this?
They can go to our website at patientrightsadvocate.org to learn more. And there's a simple button that will send your letter automatically to your congressmen and women. And Senators Portman and Brown.
And I also see on that site you do have stories of many people that have kind of suffered through some of this related to the health care. Craig, you had
Well, Cynthia, one more question. And I know you can't speak on behalf of the hospital industry. However, what is their major objection? Is it simply, from their perspective, too complex to list all of these prices, or what?
Well, you know, I think their main objection is they are a preferring status quo and putting profits over patients. And, you know, you may hear that it would be complex, but have any of us shopped at Costco or Walmart? And how often do they change their prices and post their prices, or Amazon? It's relatively easy. These prices are all digital and electronic. So all they need to do is pull back the curtain and let us patients be in control and be independent of being the paternalistic system that is really opaque and keeps patients in the dark today. But, you know, this is a win-win, because those that come out with their prices will actually earn patients' business, just like any other business in our sector. You got to be good, and you got to deliver it at the right price.
Again, we go to patientrightsadvocate.org. Our guest this morning is Cynthia Fisher, founder of the organization. We appreciate your time this morning, sharing the insight into it. Stay well.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks.
You too.
Thanks.